This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday, a hump day. And man, I only wish we had something to talk about today. Joe Biden's brothers, the Bidens, they're definitely in some trouble, it appears. We'll get to that here in just a second. George Santos is also in some trouble. Guess which one the media is interested in? We'll talk about that. We're going to get to, oh my goodness, we're going to get to shoplifting in big cities. We have a bunch of emails to get to. We're going to talk about a credit crunch. Totally boring sounding, right? It's going to be brutally boring, but it's brutally important. Don't worry, I'll only spend a couple minutes on that. All that and so much more. We're going to get to emails tonight. Tons of emails. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But obviously, we need to focus on the big story of the day. And the big story of the day is the Biden family is in serious trouble. And they're not in trouble. Let me clarify. They're not in trouble specifically because of what Republicans have found out about how corrupt the Biden family is. You listen to this show, you already knew that. It helps the system. What happened today with Republicans in that press conference and the revelations they made about the Biden family, what it does is it helps the system do what the system already wanted done. Joe Biden not running for re-election. He's just too much of a liability. There are a billion reasons why they don't want him.
We cut the deficit by $160 billion. Billion. B-I-L-L-I-O-N.
Dollars. Anyway, so Jim Jordan got up there today. This is a little long, minute and a half long. Jim Jordan got up there today. There's this big press conference, and they made the announcement on the findings. In case you missed it, here's what Jim Jordan said today.
Suspicious activity reports. The key word in that phrase is the word suspicious. There are 170 of those reports, many of them put together by the Treasury Department of our government in the Obama-Biden administration. So 170 of those that the committee has reviewed, thousands of pages of bank records the committee has reviewed, and that has told us that there are now multiple, as Mr. Donald just said, multiple LLCs receiving money from foreign entities and paying that money out to multiple members of the Biden family. And the fundamental question is the one Byron just raised. For what? What did they do? What was the business? What service did they provide? What value did they add? What did they do to warrant receipt of the money? That is the fundamental question, and no one seems to have an answer to that fundamental question. But Mr. Comer, Chairman Comer and the team, that's what we're looking into trying to get. And I would just say this too, why not just come clean? Why not just be honest with us? Why not tell us the truth? But I would tell you this. I think it's a pattern with this administration. They haven't been square with us, straight with us, straight with the American people about anything. They tell us the border is secure. We know it isn't. They tell us our debt ceiling bill is going to hurt veterans. No, it doesn't. Joe Biden said during the campaign that the letter from 51 former intel officials, when he used it in the debate, he portrayed it as if it was organic. And we now know through another investigation that we're all working on that, in fact, it was coordinated. That letter from 51 former intel officials was coordinated with the Biden campaign. So much so, the Biden campaign told Mike Morrell, here's the journalist we want you to have the story to, the letter to first. Why not just be straight with us? Why not come clean? Why not tell us the truth? Tell the American people the truth. They deserve that from their government. Again, the fundamental question is, what did they do to warrant the receipt of millions and millions of dollars? Why did Joe Biden's brother? Why did Joe Biden's sister-in-law? Why did Joe Biden's son? Why did so many family members get the money? What did they do to warrant receipt of that money? That's the fundamental question. Chair McComber and the team have done great work, and they're determined to get answers to those fundamental questions.
Quick thing, real quick. I am going to play you Comer's comments, but he mentioned the CIA. Just a couple headlines for you. CIA solicited signatures for infamous letters suggesting Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. That's from the Post Millennial. So the CIA, they went out hunting for other people in the intelligence community to sign on to a lying letter. Now, take that headline in conjunction with this one from the Washington Examiner. 11 Hunter Biden Intel laptop letter signers have visited Joe Biden's White House. So they found a bunch of spooks to sign a letter they knew was false, and now those spooks visit the White House. Interesting, no? All right, that was Jim Jordan. Here's what Comer had to say today. This is really specific and ouch.
New information investigators have uncovered regarding the transfer of money from foreign entities to the Biden family. Many of the wire payments occurred while Joe Biden was vice president and leading the United States efforts in these countries. First instance, while Vice President Biden was lecturing Romania on anti-corruption policies, in reality, he was a walking billboard for his son and family to collect money. Hunter Biden and his associates capitalized on a lucrative financial relationship with a Romanian national who was under investigation for and later convicted of corruption in Romania. The Bidens received over $1 million for the deal. And 16 of the 17 payments to their associates' account that funneled the Bidens' money occurred while Joe Biden was vice president. In fact, the money stops flowing from the Romanian national soon after Joe Biden leaves the vice presidency.
Just in case he wasn't clear, while Joe Biden was vice president, who was really put in charge of that area? Hey, Joe, dig into that corruption there in Romania. So Joe digs into the corruption, and as Joe is digging into that corruption, Joe Biden's son, brother, sister-in-law, they get $1 million from one of the corrupt people who we know was corrupt because he was convicted of a crime. And I want to emphasize this again because I see this point missed so often. And I know it's really an obvious point, but I'm stupid, so I make obvious points quite a bit. Joe Biden is trafficking, the Biden family have been trafficking for the longest time in your money. When Joe Biden is handing out favors, doing this and doing that, it's all your money. That's the money you went to work today for. You worked for, what, two-fifths of your day today to pay for Joe Biden to hand it out to other people so other people will pay off his family. That makes it so much more real, doesn't it? It hurts worse when you put it that way, doesn't it? But it's true. That freaking steams me to no end. But, hey, In case you're wondering what the media is covering today, this is a major story involving the president of the United States and the president's son and brother and sister-in-law. And obviously, we now have evidence of corruption. So what's the media covering today? Well, listen to Whoopi Goldberg.
I think one of the reasons that we're in this position, seeing someone that people voted for in this position, is because we had you-know-who.
Right.
Who made all of this kind of behavior normal.
That's a good point.
This is not normal behavior. We all said from when I was a little kid, people, adults always said, well, you know, you can't trust a politician. Yeah. You can always sort of take that with a grain of salt. But now it's hard to trust a politician.
And I can't take that voice anymore, Chris. She's not talking about Joe Biden. She's talking about George Santos, the New York congressman, busted on 13 counts today. The feds apparently had an informant in his freaking office. In the media today, all of them covering George Santos, ignoring that the president of the United States of America is, by all appearances, a criminal who belongs in federal prison. We don't have a biased media, remember. They're not biased. They're not left-leaning. They're communist apparatchiks. They're part of the system. They view their job as protecting the system and attacking you. That's what they look at. All right, we have a huge show for you tonight. It's going to be so much fun. I guarantee you that. I also guarantee you this. Take this one to the bank. Your gold that you have, your silver that you have, it's not going to go stale like the chips in your pantry. It's not going to go bad. So when you tell people to buy precious metals to make sure no matter what they have some wealth, their wealth is always protected, people will inevitably, they'll have a hesitation with that and think to themselves, well, I don't think I'm going to need that. I mean, everything seems okay. What if I don't ever need it? Brother, I hope you don't ever need it. What if your kids need it? What if their kids need it? Someone's going to need it. Eventually, when all this stuff goes kaput, you need gold and silver coins to purchase goods and services that keep you or your kids or their kids alive. You need gold and silver in your IRA right now, in your 401k, before the bubble pops. Oxford Gold will do this for you, and that's not even the best part. The best part is they make it so easy. I freaking hate it when everything's so complicated. I don't have time for that. I don't have time for your sales pitch. Just make it easy for me. You're one phone call away from Oxford making it easy for you. Call 833-995-GOLD, all right? 833-995-GOLD. Gold you can hold. We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. You want another little preview of what's coming soon to a city near you? This is a doozy here. Gosh, these people. City council member urges that white business owners be forced to pay black and brown owned businesses. This is actually, believe it or not, this is actually not in New York City or San Francisco. This is in Colorado, baby. This is in Denver. This is what I mean about local. Stay local. All right, let's churn through the... I told you, I promised you today would be an email roundup day. And look, your government's corrupt. What do you want me to say? CIA's corrupt. FBI's corrupt. CIA colluding with the Biden regime. It's all really bad. As I've said before, we'll start local and we'll save there. We'll save that. Then we'll expand out. If you want to know if your nation is getting its act together, you and I will know when government people start being arrested. A lot of them. No, I don't mean George Santos. I mean a lot of them. I'm talking about people in the CIA, people in the FBI, people in the EPA, IRS, NSA. I'm not talking about one Republican congressman from New York who the FBI apparently had a rat in his office, and the guy went on Twitter last night, the rat that was in his office, and bragged about being in his office. And now you have George Santos, New York congressman, rung up on 13 separate charges. Is he guilty? I don't know. Probably. Who knows? Maybe, maybe not. But George Santos, that's not the one that needs to be arrested. How about every spook who signed a letter they knew was false and then took trips to the White House? Let's start with arresting those people. Let's start with arresting Fauci and anyone else who had anything to do with 15 days to slow the spread. Let's start by putting all those people in handcuffs. Let's start by arresting every single person on the government dole who told you the vaccine stops the spread. That was a lie. A lie they knew. They spread it anyway. Shoot, you know me. Let's start arresting media people. I'm fine with that. That works for me. Dear Jesse, Rush Jr. Kelly, I'll quit. The subject of this one is United States of Gay. I work at a federal facility in security, and that's about all the information I can give. I've been just told they're going to try to make us raise the gay pride flag on the flagpole for the entire month of June. I and several other employees objected to this, but we're unsure of how this will turn out. Either way, I refuse to buckle. Say a prayer for me and my brethren. Please do say a prayer for this gentleman who will obviously remain anonymous. But I have to say to him and everyone else, nations honor the religion. Chris, what flag gets raised in Israel? What's the sign on that flag? And it's the Star of David, correct? Of course they would gather around. Israelis would gather around the flag. That's their national flag. I know this hurts the ear and people get mad. Dude, that's our national flag now. It's our national religion. The entire country revolves around it. I'll say again, go gather up your child's textbooks. Here's a little experiment for you. Gather up your child's textbooks from school. Go watch 2 hours of television on any one of the major networks, NBC, ABC, CBS, any one of the major networks. Go walk through the mall, the local businesses there in the mall, and you tell me, do you see more crosses or do you see more rainbow flags? Do you see more Christian representation or do you see rainbow everything all the time? It's the new religion of the state. And remember, nations can't have two religions. As a nation, you want to have religious freedom. That is the ultimate goal. The nation itself has a religion, as we did, but we always said, which is wonderful, all religions are welcome. You worship who you worship. You worship how you worship. You're free to not worship at all. No discrimination here. But when one religion seeks to be a dominant religion, it will assault and crowd out all others. Look at Afghanistan. Remember that amazing story from Afghanistan when we were covering it? Right now, speaking of prayers, bow your head, say a prayer for the Christians in Afghanistan. They're still being hunted down and murdered to this day. Like if you have the Bible app on your phone, they'll murder you. But one of the most amazing stories was about the Jew in Afghanistan. Notice I didn't say Jews. I said Jew, singular. When the country was falling, they went looking for all the people who were being persecuted there and everyone who was going to be in trouble. One freaking Jew in the whole country. And now they don't know where he is. Why? Because the dominant religion there and the way they practice it, it didn't accommodate others. The U.S. of Gay is not going to be accommodating to any other religion. That is the dominant religion. And it's a religion of domination and subjugation. So whatever your belief system is. Oh, and by the way, maybe you're sitting there saying right now, Jesse, I don't believe. I'm not religious. I'm an atheist. No, you don't understand. You will kneel before the dominant religion. They're not going to give you the option of, hey, I don't believe in anything. No. You will kneel. Unless this religion of domination, which religious ties back to communism, unless it is stopped, we all will kneel before it or be crushed, which I know many will choose to be crushed. That's the truth. All right. We have more emails. We have let's talk about something out of the Fed today that probably bears discussion. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I just have to take a brief second before we get to the Fed stuff, and we'll get back to the emails. But I want to talk about the people who rule over us and other things. But I can't take this anymore.
We literally cut the federal debt in half by 1.4.
What did literally add to that sentence? Why was it necessary? If you're Joe Biden, you lie as easy as you breathe. So there's no need to add the word literally to any one of your lies. It doesn't change the lie. It doesn't make the lie any more believable. It doesn't even put an emphasis on the lie.
We literally cut the federal debt in.
Stop using that word. I can't take it anymore. All right, quit. Now, the Fed, I know with all the Biden news, and I'm going to get back to that stuff here in a second and some emails and stuff, but with all the Biden news today, we're kind of glossing over some really, really, really important things that are going on. The Fed, there's a credit crunch going on right now. There's a slowdown in economic activity. They already know that. You know that already. You can always tell when the major corporations in the country start laying people off, a lot of them. And you've seen it all over the news. We talked about it a bunch on the show. 3,000 here, 2,000 at Microsoft, and 5,000 at Amazon. But as soon as you see these things, what that means to you, what that means to me every time is, okay, a bunch of people who follow all this stuff, they got in a room, and what they were doing is they were doing projections for the year. They're doing sales projections. What's our profits going to be? What's this look like? What's that look like? And you've got a room full of accounting nerds and business people. And they came up with a number that looks bad if they keep the same number of employees. Okay. So when you have that conversation, the conversation is always, now there are other things they do too, but the conversation is always, how many people do we have to fire before we're profitable again? And they'll come up with a number, and then it's chop, chop, chop. People get fired. Well, that alone was bad enough. Now, credit is harder to come by. There's a credit crunch going on right now. Banks don't want to give out loans when you're in a situation where banks are worried about a run on the banks, when there's this much fiscal activity. And I know you already know this, but let's always keep in mind, banks are not there as a charity. Banks are, they are there to make money. They make money by loaning out money and then you paying them back more than they loan to you. That's how banks make money. That doesn't make them bad. They just are what they are. So they don't want to loan money in a situation like this. Well, here's why all this matters to all of us. Because maybe you're sitting there saying, I'm not taking any loans. I'm fine. Why, I don't understand why this matters to me. Well, I want you to picture, okay, so there's you. Right. Picture you, your house, your apartment, wherever it is. I'm actually drawing this. Chris, I don't know why I'm drawing this right. What, Chris? It helped. Look, Chris, authors do things differently. And sometimes when you're a world famous author, you have to put things down on paper and then it just makes sense to you. Anyway, picture your home, picture your apartment. Right. Now you don't care because you don't need any credit. You don't need any loans. You don't need anything. Okay. Now I want you to picture around you all the places you need. There's a grocery store there. Grocery store is cool. I love the grocery store. Who doesn't love that? There is the local restaurant, little breakfast joint. You and the wife, you and the spouse, maybe the kiddos, you go get some eggy waggies there in the morning, got some breakfast there. There's a place where you go get your useless idiot dog groomed if you have a golden doodle like I do. So you have to go get your dog groomed to get his nails clipped. Anyway, you get your dog groomed. Anyway, there's a tire shop. Used tire shop. Just had to get your tires rotated. You see what I'm saying? Okay, so four or five businesses. Just picture them all around you. You may not need credit. Businesses, oftentimes small businesses, do need credit. It's the norm. And why would that be? It's not because they're deadbeats. Sometimes that's the case, but it's not because they're deadbeats. It's because of how businesses get paid, how things are structured. For instance, I worked construction, you know, I come from a construction family. Well, let's say my old man had 50 employees. they all have to get paid, right? Every 2 weeks they get paid. They all have to get paid. But let's say we're doing a couple construction projects, and the way our payments work is we don't get paid for another 60 days, but our employees need to get paid every 2 weeks. Well, that's not a big deal. The money's coming in, not a problem. But you go get various loans to pay these things. This is a very small example. It's very simplistic, but this is a long way of saying to you, the businesses that surround you, even if this credit crunch doesn't affect you, the businesses that surround you, they need that credit. Credit is important to keep the entire economy going, because forget about the businesses around you. Expand that now out to a $20 trillion economy of 30 million people. If money stops flowing as easily, if money's difficult to come by, then what you're going to see is a further closing of businesses, reduction in services as businesses lay people off. It's just one of those things where if you picture the economy as a gigantic balloon, we're starting to get some shrinkage. The balloon, it just jumped in a really, really, really cold pool, and things are slowly but surely shriveling up on us. That's what's happening right now. This is what I like to call the economic shrivel. Let's go back to Representative Comer. This is a little bit long, but this is him discussing the fact that our president is a criminal. Joe Biden should be in prison, it sounds like.
New information investigators have uncovered regarding the transfer of money from foreign entities to the Biden family. Many of the wire payments occurred while Joe Biden was vice president and leading the United States efforts in these countries. First instance, while Vice President Biden was lecturing Romania on anti-corruption policies, in reality, he was a walking billboard for his son and family to collect money. Hunter Biden and his associates capitalized on a lucrative financial relationship with a Romanian national who was under investigation for and later convicted of corruption in Romania. The Bidens received over...
I know you got that, but I didn't like the way he explained it. I just want to make sure that this is perfectly clear. While Joe Biden was really in charge of areas like Romania, and while he was over there addressing corruption in these countries, his son, his family, they were doing business deals with the guy in Romania who was convicted of corruption. I just can't, man, these people.
$1 million for the deal. And 16 of the 17 payments to their associates'
Wait,
account.
Wait, hold on, I'm going to try the rewind. Chris, I rewound it.
Hunter Biden and his associates capitalized on a lucrative financial relationship with a Romanian national who was under investigation for and later convicted of corruption in Romania. The Bidens received over $1 million for the deal. And 16 of the 17 payments to their associates' account that funneled the Bidens' money occurred while Joe Biden was vice president.
Look, there's another minute to that. That might get played three or four times in this show. I'll let the other minute play here in a minute, but just wrap your mind around that. Now, remember what I just got done saying about how you and I will know when our country is coming back. There are a lot of people in government who need to go to prison. That's just the bottom line. They have to go to prison. The elites need to start rotting in prison, or this stuff never ends. It only gets worse from here. All right, look, I'm going to play you the other minute of this, but first I want you to do something for me. I want you to pick up your garbage phone. All right, and maybe you bought yourself a good phone, but it's old now. And I want you to have a free Samsung Galaxy. That's what I want you to have. And I'm certainly not going to give it to you. I'm too cheap. And we all know Chris is certainly not going to give anybody anything, but Pure Talk will. You see, Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, they're garbage. These are commie companies who are going to spend your money to dump on you and your country and your values. Pure Talk loves you. Pure Talk's CEO is a veteran. They love America so much, they only hire Americans who speak English for customer service. And right now, when you dial pound 250 and say Jesse Kelly, you get a free Samsung Galaxy phone when you sign up for unlimited talk, text, and data. Free. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly, enjoy your free Samsung Galaxy phone. We'll play the rest of this. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I don't know why I'm smiling today. I feel like that's most days, though, but I mean, everything's burning down around us, but I still can't stop smiling. I do have to play you the rest of this audio, I promise, with Representative Comer. So you remember, in case you just joined us, Comer was talking about Biden being in charge of Romania while his son, while his family was cutting million-dollar deals of Romania with Romania. There's still more. You thought that was bad? He's not done yet. Listen to this stuff.
In fact, the money stops flowing from the Romanian national soon after Joe Biden leaves the vice presidency.
Ouch. That's the most damning part. When Joe Biden leaves the vice presidency, the money stops. You see, a long time ago, we figured out that Joe Biden ran his political office as a for-profit scheme for his family. And what's wild is we all know about Hunter because Hunter Biden's a grease fire, but it's more than just Hunter. It's the whole family. His brother is involved in it. They just decided long ago, Joe will be the one who holds office. We'll all cut the side deals. Joe gets a cut of everything else. It's just the most wide open, dirty stuff you could possibly imagine. Now, all that stuff aside, I want to deal with something more important. Chris, we got this new fancy soundboard, and I like it. I like the ability to rewind. Here's my complaint. Like, when I'm playing Comer.
New information investigators have uncovered.
And then I pause it. I can pause it, Chris, and I want to rewind. So I can rewind it.
Regarding the trench.
But here's my issue. You see how when I hit rewind, it made no sound? Can't we do it? So it does why we can't do it so it sounds like the tape thing? That would be so much better. Oh, that's a good point, Chris. I'll make the sound
new
effect myself.
New information. All right, so investigators talking, have uncovered talking, regarding talking. The transfer
now
of money.
Now I need to rewind it. Beep, 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 and then.
New information.
Boom.
Investigators have
that's
uncovered
perfect.
Regarding
that's
the
perfect.
Transfer of
does
money.
Does that sound basically like a tape, Chris? I knew it did.
Family.
I knew it did. Let's get to some emails. Jesse. Hello, world-famous author Jesse Kelly. I am a young anti-communist, 14, in the commie dumpster that is California. What tips would you have for young anti-communists like me? Name is Peyton. Keep your head down and your mouth shut and get out of California the second you can. No, look, you're going to be fine. If you're 14 with your head on straight, you're going to be just fine. The point is, make sure you get someplace. And maybe you are in a place in California. We all make fun of California, but the truth is, if you look at a map of California, there are so many places in California that are red counties, red areas. There's tons of that. So if you got to stay in Cali, whenever you get old enough, if your parents say it's okay, get out of there and get to a red area and enjoy yourself. But man, if you're 14, and you're already an anti-communist and you're way ahead of the game, and you're certainly way ahead of where I was at 14. I promise you that much. I wasn't even paying attention to politics at 14. All I wanted to do was play G.I. Joes and go shoot guns in the mountains or play basketball with my friends or video games and stuff. I was completely unaware of the news and the world around me, didn't care, chase girls around. That's all I wanted to do. I didn't have anything important in my life at all. If you already know what you're doing, you're good to go. Mr. Oracle, an all-knowing commie slayer. I like this guy already. I listen to every podcast throughout the week, so I never miss a show. On a recent show, you read an email from a listener mentioning he and his daughter listen to the show all the time. My daughter's 7, and her name was Olivia. My daughter's 7, also named Olivia. Seeing a great opportunity to sound like a great dad, I brought my daughter Olivia in and played the part of the other email where you mentioned about Olivia and saying hello to her. Of course, I took full credit for you mentioning her name. My wife said it's a dirtbag move.
I believe it was a perfect move to take credit for someone else doing the work. What say you? And his name is James. Oh, that is so something I would do, and I support that 1,000%. Listen, the kid's not going to know any better. What difference does it make? The kid's not going to know any better. The wife came out last night. She's trying on this new dress. And I don't like maybe it's just me, but I don't like the puffy arms. Chris, Michael, puffy arms on the ladies. That's exactly right, Chris. It's like a fitted sheet. It doesn't look right. The puffy arm things, the pirate arms. But for some reason, chicks love it. And I try to tell her, I want to see your arms. I want to see your shoulders, or at least something tight on there. I don't want to date Captain Hook. I don't like it. But I could tell in that moment she wanted me to like it. So I figured here's what I'll do. I'll lie. Just lie through my teeth. Tell her how much I like it. And then she'll feel better and everyone wins. Now, the downside to that is we've been married 15, 16 years, something like that. It's a while. What, Chris? I can't keep track of every date. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, we've been married something like 15, 16 years, something like that. And she now knows when I'm lying. So I said, oh, yeah, I like it a lot. She said, no, you don't. Why do you lie about stuff? But see, you know what I did for her? She wasn't worried about the fact I didn't like the shirt. Now she was just angry at me for lying. I still won. When you lie, you always win. That's just the truth. I totally support that move. But yeah, ladies would never support that move. Is it a dirtbag move? Well, yeah, it's a dirtbag move. But Joe Biden's a dirtbag and he's president. Sometimes dirtbags succeed. Lots of times dirtbags succeed. You know who's not a dirtbag? The people at Tunnel to Towers. Do you know about the Let Us Do Good Village? I just think this is the coolest freaking concept ever, and I love that they intend to continue doing this. There was a gift of a huge plot of land in Florida, Lando Lakes, Florida. In Tunnel to Towers, they're building an entire community for fallen first responder families, Gold Star families, catastrophically injured veterans. Think about the opportunity for people to heal, for families to come together and support each other. Think about this. Wrap your mind around this. I think about this sometimes. Think how blessed the community events in that community will be. A big 4th of July thing or something. Chris just popped into my friggin' head. We're going down there for a big community event. You know they're going to have sick ones on something. Think about what a tearjerker the Memorial Day one would be. They're going to do events in that community, and it's going to be amazing. And when you've given $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers, you're going to look, it's a good thing, man. It's a really blessed thing to do. 11 bucks a month. Sign up to give it automatically. You'll never know it's gone. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. 11 bucks a month. All right. Joe Biden, he's going to address the debt ceiling with the 14th Amendment. Wait, what? That doesn't make sense. I'll explain in a minute.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.